It's 7:49. Good morning. This is Wayne Trout in the 58 WDBO Information Center. Coming up in the 7:50 Total News Roundup, we'll update you on the signing of the recession relief bill, and the South is still reeling from the incredible spring storm. CBS has these stories at 8.
WDBO News Director Wayne Trout with me now. What's going on, man?
Well, the revolving door at the Environmental Protection Agency is still spinning. President Reagan has reportedly asked for and received the resignations of three of the agency's top officials. Susan Assad has copped a manslaughter plea in the death of her five-year-old daughter last year in Altamont Springs. Her boyfriend still faces first-degree murder charges. WDBO News Time coming up on 6:48. And those storms that ripped their way through central Florida yesterday caused heavy damage over on the coast. Brevard was the hardest hit, with almost $9 million in damage there alone. Now let's go upstairs for Orlando's first check on traffic. Here's Richard Bouchard with the WDBO Airplane Traffic Watch.
Well, good morning, Wayne. It is a fairly good morning in central Florida. This morning we do have some clouds about 2,000 feet, but we can expect more traffic over there very shortly. Richard Bouchard, WDBO Airplane Traffic Watch.
It's Chief Meteorologist Earl Finkel with the WDBO Radar Weather Watch. And anything on the radar today, Earl?
Negative on the radar. Just on the long range. The long range radar sees some storms still way out to sea. The remnants of that storm that did them in yesterday. Otherwise, it is clean and green right back to North Platte, Nebraska. That's the weather getting better. Meteorologist Earl Finkel, WDBO Radar Weather Watch.
Okay, Earl, remember it. Friday, current WDBO temperature is 43 degrees. Our city is down the list of communities with the best business climate in the state. Tom Lehrer will report at the top of the hour. This is Wayne Trout in the WDBO Information Center.
If you like...